The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI Live in 10 a.m.
Let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Price.
The best advice. A huge selection. Sports nutrition. Earth's proteins and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price. The best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today, because you know what I'm going to say next. We've got an exciting show for you today, as usual, I might add. So let's get on with it. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40-some-odd years in the field of health food and nutritional therapies, and also the proud and happy owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, where you have an incredible assortment, array of terrific products, the best unique formulas you can't even touch elsewhere, and we're always giving you the best prices and the organic across the board.
And water like you've never tasted in your
phenomenal
life.
Phenomenal vortex-powered water and the gorgeous, incredible organic broth cafe at Alive and Well. And again, the broth cafe, endless testimonials, endless streams of joyous and happy and wonderful people putting into their bodies none of the poisons, but the great variety, whether you're vegan, whether you're vegetarian, whether you love the wild fish, whether you like all the other organic foods, the organic chicken, all the different vegetables, you get all of those choices there, and the high intensity of 100% organic vegetable juices that are prepared every day with a high concentration in the glass bottles, and the local organic coconut water and coconut milk, all of these things are present there.
And the Vortex water. The broth is made with Vortex water.
Tell us a little about that.
The coffee and the tea is made with Vortex water.
But give our dear friends a greater understanding of this. You know, every single week we get the testimonials about the flowers coming to life. And again, a wonderful lady who has a long-time business said, I came to life with the Vortex water.
And another woman said she waters her garden with the Vortex
Absolutely,
water.
Yes.
And the difference in the plant life,
is
exuberance
amazing.
For life, the plants exhibit.
That's
okay.
Right.
If you want exuberant, you want energizing, you want strengthening your immune system, you want homeopathy, how about Vortex water gives structure to the cells of every cell in your body?
Wow.
And everything that's in every liquid water substance in the broth cafe is Vortex, extra revitalized, molecular restructured, restructured, revitalized water of hydrogen
absolutely
and oxygen.
Absolutely, 99999, which is the great the total lack of any toxins, chemicals, fluorides, all of that is gone.
It's a major detoxicant as well.
That's right.
The high flowability and the solubility of the Vortex water, the waste products, the pollutants, can be eliminated more quickly. This gives the body more energy. This causes a higher vitality and performance of the body and mind.
The body and mind.
Got that?
And remember, too, we have to really, I can't ever get past the preface of the importance of all these different functions. If it weren't for our interrelationship and the deep and absolute gratitude that we feel to the local Maui organic farmers, bringing in all their gorgeous local organic produce, brought in every single day, and it just used in all the different ways, in the broth, but also the organic juices, all of that. We are so grateful at this interrelationship.
Entirely organic product.
That's exactly. And you know, let's start by saying Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Don't put people on medications, take them off at doctor's area. But we love to share great information. You can, wonderful information in a beautiful, comforting area. You can always call the 877-4950, set up a time. when we can just sit one-on-one. Whichever one you choose, it's okay. We're going to cope with that. Dennis or Mona?
Well, I cope very well.
He copes.
Sometimes Mona's a little bit...
Oh, well, you know, of course.
Male dominance. If someone happens to just pass a remark, say something like...
You don't know when to turn off the mic, Gary.
I would like to talk with Dennis today. Okay, all right. That's what you feel about it. Okay.
I think we have a bit of exaggeration, but that's okay.
Just a touch.
And we are so thrilled. Sometimes it's just astounding. And again, it was true this week. The testimonials with unsolicitation, meaning we don't trip you, we don't sing for you, we don't dance for you. Dennis definitely doesn't dance for you.
Never.
But you just want to share. And, you know, I want to start by saying that this beautiful lady, she had the color of hair my mother had, and I was always so jealous that I didn't get a gorgeous red hair and a beautiful child with her. She came in and shared the fact that she is a doctor here on Maui. Mm-hmm. She has many, many, many patients and a full schedule. She said, I have to share too. And she says, this is my favorite place in all of Maui, all the different aspects.
Alive and well is the absolute.
She loves the Vortex water. She loves the supplements. She loves the amazing cafe. All the things you have. She says, this is number one to me.
Oh, bless her.
And she is, I was thrilled, the local doctor here and a beautiful lady in spirit and every other way. So, and lived up to the gorgeous red hair, you know.
I know, and I did not engage her in conversation, but I remember seeing her, you and she talking.
Yes.
And I do remember the child had the most gorgeous red hair in
the
world.
Yes, and you won't say it, but the mother has that same color.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and I said I was always so jealous of my mother's beautiful hair that at one point in my life, I think when I was in high school, I dyed my hair so it would look just like my mom's, but it was never quite the same.
Never quite.
Anyhow, I want to say one other thing, though, that
really
knocked me out. Are
you going to say one thing and leave it at that?
What are you going to do? You were talking with a gentleman, and I'm... great guy came up and he says, I have to talk to Dennis. I have to. I said, well, he's talking right now. He said, could you share with me? He says, I'm going to tell you what Dennis. He says, Dennis changed my life. Well, he said, he got me off sugar. He told me what an enemy sugar is. Nothing could ever emphasize how terrific I feel, how my life has changed, how every quality that I've had in life is totally different since I followed Dennis's guidance and got off the foods that turned to sugar and all the sugars. And I have to share it with him because I have life back. So after a while in talking to me, and we shared some stories, I told him that one, but I don't want to share it again. I've said it so many times about what doctors learned about so many years ago when we opened our first health food store. And they had learned about how it feeds all the cancer, all the viruses,
sugar does.
Yes. And foods that turn to sugar, and that it paralyzes your immune system within a few minutes.
And
your
natural killer cells. Chronic inflammation.
So finally he got over to talk to you. Could you share a bit about sugar? About sugar, kid.
Well, he said the same, bless his heart, he was very generous with his compliments. And but the point is that sugar is the source of chronic inflammation. There's one other source that rivals sugar, is right up there with sugar, and that source is the polyunsaturated vegetable fatty acids, the safflower, the soy, the corn, the canola, the sesame, the peanut oils. All of those oils are omega-6. And omega-6 creates inflammation on a par with sugar.
That's right.
And inflammation is a self-perpetuating health disaster.
Flame, 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 flame.
Flame, flame, flame.
That's
exactly
right.
It.
That, you know.
Okay.
Right.
So I have another report this morning about, and I'll have it for you next week, about cholesterol and inflammation. It's really an eye-opener, and you see that. You will see when I give you the information from doctors from major research centers around the world, not just the USA, but not from the drug cartel, which is hell-bent to sell as many cholesterol drugs as possible.
Right. Now, you know, it's interesting because the gentleman said that you told him about the poisonous effects of sugar and everything, mm-hmm. but you did not tell him about the wonderful therapeutic effects of dancing. How come you didn't do that, sweetheart? my God. Gary turned off his mic, or Dennis just got dumb, D-U-M-B there for a minute. Dumbed him down. Well, I said, but I thought that, now we talk about all the shocking and wondrous things.
This is a big emotional crisis in my life.
Yes.
And I wish you wouldn't rub my nose in all the time.
I gotta rub your nose in
because,
it.
Because I would love to dance.
Dance.
I'm dancing.
Dance, ballerina
dance. I'm dancing
dance.
Emotionally. I'm dancing mentally. I'm dancing spiritually. But my feet don't seem to follow.
I think that you always tell me never let a negative rule out the positive. Never say never. And we quote so many of the great thinkers way back to the time of the ancient Greeks, etc., and even before that. Never say never about that kind of thing, okay?
Yeah.
Except if you're saying that sugar is never going to be good for you,
there
okay?
You go.
Okay, that's true. So on to, you're not going to dance right now, and Gary isn't going to let you tap on the table, right? No, thank you, Gary. But anyhow, this is really exciting. I love it when the doctors do these reports, and you keep on learning. It's a constant learning and growing experience. I'll share this with you. And here is a leading doctor, Melissa Gallagher. Dr. Melissa Gallagher. And she writes this article, backed up with all the clinical research, How to Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease with This Elixir of Life. Now, that's her words, not mine. She calls it Elixir of Life, right? And she says, CardioCoQ10, the elixir of life, is an amazing, I'm quoting her, powerful antioxidant and mitochondrial enhancer that your body naturally produces. Now, one of the things that happens by age 30, we start to see our CoQ10 levels naturally start to decline. And with the use of a number of medications, a lot of times the statin drugs, our blood pressure medicine, our blood sugar medication, and anti-anxiety pills for depression, they influence and decrease our CoQ10 levels severely.
They increase the depletion of CoQ10, and that in so doing, they are depleting your body of the major, major source of mitochondrial function, of mitochondrial energy production, of muscle wasting, of brain deterioration, of all the negative aspects that we encounter as we get on in life,
right,
are amplified by lack of CardioCoQ10.
And she says, and I'll give it to you in a second here, but I'm kind of, you know, enjoying just reading this. I want to share with you some other benefits of incorporating the CardioForm CoQ10 into your life, because this is one amazing powerhouse energizer and supportive to your overall wellness and supportive of your heart health. This elixir of life, her favorite word is amazing. She talks about helps gum health and everything. Provides our mitochondria, just like
right,
you said, the
right.
Heart of our cells. It provides rejuvenation. It powers up the energy output of our cells. It actually is, says the doctor, what we call a free radical scavenger. That makes me always think of getting rid of the terrorists.
Well, that's what
free radicals are. Terrorists.
That's exactly right, honey.
It minimizes oxidative stress on our bodies, but particularly our cells. And mm-hmm. Start reading some of that, okay?
All right.
Read it, kid. Get going.
Okay.
Right,
the doctor was
organic.
On to say, mm-hmm. Here, I'm giving it to you word for word, folks. Doctor says, I can speak specifically to my clinical experience with CardioCoQ10. I put a ton of my patients who've either had heart damage or heart surgeries, they've had blockages or even dysfunction between the left and the right side of the heart. When I put them on very therapeutic doses of CardioCoQ10, within 3 to 6 months, when we rescan their heart, they have massive improvements in the actual tissue strength and the vitality of every cell in the heart tissue.
Wow. Bravo, bravo, bravo. Take
baby,
a bow, CardioCoQ10, the active form. Go ahead.
We see the same thing with a lot of my patients that have gingivitis or any type of gum disease.
Wow.
Periodontal disease.
Gee, I didn't know
CardioCoQ10 really helps support the gum tissue.
I didn't know that. Terrific.
I didn't either. That's
that
amazing.
Is very exciting.
Well, it helps with
everything.
Helps with your brain. It helps with your heart. It helps with your kidneys and your lungs and your muscles.
And every muscle in your body.
Your bicep, your tricep, your thigh, wherever the
everything.
Muscles are. connective tissue. Why? Because as you, I think you mentioned briefly in the introduction, it improves the function of the mitochondria.
Right.
I like to call them the mitochondria.
Yes, mitochondria.
Because the mitochondria produce a substance called adenosine triphosphate.
That's just what I was going to say. You got a person, whenever I think of Mighty, the thing comes, that image comes from when I was a kid, Mighty Mouse. Well, it's not a Mighty Mouse. It's man, it's Superman, Superwoman.
It's Super Mouse.
That's right. It's, go ahead.
Goes on to say, the Cardio-Q10 actually helps your body reduce the LDL levels. That's LDL, as you know, is a form of cholesterol. Actually, it's a cholesterol carrier. And LDL is the target of so many drugs which are supposed to extend your life and conquer heart disease. But unfortunately, those drugs don't do the job that they're put up to doing. Going back, it actually helps your body reduce the LDL levels, particularly because it's reducing free radical damage.
Wow! Terrorists. Goodbye, terrorists.
The hyperoxidizers, the inflammatory components, all right? Free radicals and free radical damage to the oxidation of our cells is the number one leading cause for our body to produce LDL.
That's right.
LDL is basically a Band-Aid that your liver calls up when there's free radical damage inside the vessels.
Yeah, can I say one thing about this also,
Wait
too?
A minute.
Yeah, right. Go right ahead, and I want to add something.
The liver calls up the LDL when there's already free radical damage inside the blood vessels, your heart vessels, your vascular channel, and your brain.
Yes, and let me add one other thing, because people don't, our dear friends, so many don't realize that these cholesterol statin drugs have serious, they talk about memory destruction, they talk about blood sugar shooting up with the use of that, but remembering that those statin drugs rob the body of CoQ10, by robbing that, they rob all the muscles of what the muscles need to beat and breathe, etc., adenosine triphosphate. And then what one of the main things that often happens when the muscles start breaking down, the kidneys get overwhelmed with the muscle excretion, and then you can get kidney failure and kidney damage.
That's right.
That's another part of what that whole horrible scenario and the muscle breakdown. What so many dear people don't realize, they go, they are on the cholesterol drugs. Why is my body in pain everywhere? Because the muscles are breaking down. That's pain.
Sarcopenia, they call it.
Sarcopenia, okay. Good word.
And
I mean, it's the correct word.
The muscle breakdown is not just in your muscle breakdown. It's in your brain breakdown.
That's right. That's
right. It's in your heart tissue breakdown.
Yes.
It is completely destroys your natural health. Look at it this way, folks. They've been using anti-cholesterol drugs for the past 30 or 40 years. Has it helped reduce the rate of heart disease,
not
death,
a bit.
Cardiovascular
not a
death?
Bit.
Cardiovascular death, heart and vascular complications which lead to a heart attack or a major crisis which ends in death, have risen dramatically ever since 1980.
That's right.
Okay?
Yeah.
When the cholesterol drugs really made a big inroad. Well, next week I have a report I'll share with you about cholesterol and cholesterol drugs, written again by doctors, research scientists around the world. But for right now, just acknowledge or realize that heart disease has become the number one killer. Nearly 700,000 people a year die of cardiovascular disease, and that's under the intense drug therapies that have been going on for 40 years. Going on with the article. Where are we? And Cardio-Q10 is one of the best anti-aging supporting supplements.
Ooh, I like that one.
Says the doctor.
Anti-aging, okay. That's beautiful. I mean, you know, eternal youth. I mean, that's great. That's great. That's great.
Well, aging is not a regenerative process. Aging is actually a degenerative procedure that takes about 50 to 60 years before you finally leave this planet. In the meantime, life becomes more challenging when your physical capabilities and mental talents start to erode away. Cardio-Q10. And I might add, the super omega-3 fish oils, which have been extolled by holistic physicians for years, is a terrific 1-2 combination to reduce the inflammation, to reduce the degeneration and the destruction of all those vital functions in your body.
You know, I did forget to mention, and again, such a dear gal, part of Alive and Well, who had this terrible pain in the uterus and bleeding and cysts and all, and they were going to do drastic things, and she decided to try. The main player was the wonderful natural progesterone cream.
Dr. John Lee.
And Dr. John, and again, that was what saved me from the rock breasts, and they kept wanting to amputate, you're going to die. And then when I was introduced to that by the great nutritionist that we worked with, Jeff Donegan, this same cream, I use that, and I still use it all the time. I use that, and everything cleared up, and it's been perfectly normal for the last 30-some-odd years since using it.
Well, there are reams of benefit of testimonials
and
about how
what,
women
right.
have saved their uterus, their breasts, their entire anatomy, their life, by using Dr. Lee's recommendation.
Well, I want to just let Dr. Lee speak. He wrote this magnificent book. And again, John Lee, MD, a very famous doctor, only cared about helping people. He never took a dime from a cream. He was well known.
That's right. He developed the cream, and he didn't take a patent on it.
No.
He didn't take out any exclusive rights, marketing rights, or privileges on it. He gave it to everybody he possibly could.
That's right.
And he wrote this book to restore their life.
He wrote this book, Natural Progesterone, The Multiple Roles of a Remarkable Hormone.
Let's hear it.
It's a whole book, but this is just his bringing about the effects, progesterone effects, the natural, and it had to be used in the cream form and not the synthetic drug, the one from the plant standardized.
Progestin is the synthetic drug.
And it had to be used transdermally through the skin, because this was as well established, and even the top doctors on TV and Niels Larson, head of Mount Sinai, OBGYN. But the thing is, it had to be transdermally, because taken by mouth, the liver inactivates it in a few minutes.
Right.
And it transdermally, the cells receive it. So here is what his summation is in a whole book in which he wrote. Progesterone's effects in the natural cream. Maintains secretory endometrium. Protects against breast fibrocysts. Helps using fat for energy. I didn't know that. A natural diuretic. And a natural antidepressant. That's why it's called the happy cream. Facilitates thyroid hormone action. We do know that. It supports the thyroid. Normalizes blood clotting. Restores libido. Beautiful. You know, that's not a... You know, we know what libido is. Normalizes blood sugar levels. Normalizes zinc and copper levels. Restores proper cell oxygen levels. Prevents endometrial cancer.
Get that one. That's the biggie.
Helps prevent breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of his books he wrote, What Your Doctor May Not Tell You About Breast Cancer.
Can I interject something?
Two last things at the end. Stimulates osteoblast bone building.
Yep.
It gives the bones what they need, the bone building cells, the osteoblasts, what they need to build bone. Necessary for survival of the embryo, the unborn baby, which we do know that's the original meaning of the word. Progesterone means promoting a healthy gestation.
Progestation.
Precursor of corticosteroid production, helping the body to fight all stress and inflammation. You were going to say?
I was going to say somewhere in that book, either that or in when he was here giving a lecture 20 years ago, for which 500 people showed up at the auditorium to hear him. I had the opportunity, because I was in charge of finding him a hotel room, getting him transportation, taking all the day-to-day, as many of the day-to-day worries of eating, scheduling, resting, performing, whatever he had to do. And I got to spend a couple of lunches with him, having lunch together with him, in which we had unashamedly just picked his brain for hours. And he confided in me at that time. One of the things, the boom moment he gave, was that women who have ductal carcinoma in situ, and they're told they have breast cancer, and they're going to have to do lumpectomies, they're going to have to do tissue samples, they're going to have to remove the breasts. And while they're at it, they may as well take the other breasts along with it, because once you get cancer, you've got cancer.
Yes, yes.
And once you get cancer, the uterus is also compromised. So we might as well take out the uterus while we're at it, okay? This is the surgeon's point of view. Dr. Lee said ductal carcinoma in situ is a cancer of the milk duct that is still isolated. it hasn't spread to the rest of the breast
yet. Good point. Okay? Good point. He was such a genius.
And he pointed out, and we have since had so many testimonials to this fact, the ductal carcinoma in situ is completely eradicated by using the bioidentical progesterone happy cream on the breasts.
That's what Dr. Lee showed us. That's what his clinical trials showed.
And we have had testimonial after testimonial of women who have said exactly the same thing.
You know, it's interesting. I didn't even realize, because he talks so much about other supportive nutrients, and he talks about the importance of building up the bones and the calcium and all
right,
of that,
right.
Especially as we get older. And he said, see here, I'm quoting him, studies indicate that vitamin K2, the MK7 form, reduces the excretion of calcium and facilitates the binding of osteocalcin, an important bone protein, to hydroxyapatite crystal. Okay, and he says here how important this is for the prevention of osteoporosis and unhealthy blood vessels. So he was saying that many years ago. It's not something new, folks. It's something he said a long time ago.
Right, okay? right.
And so very, very important. And you know...
But it's also the neurotransmitter activity of the brain. The bioidentical progesterone cream that he developed is instrumental in facilitating neurotrophic activity in the brain.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. And you know, beside the fact that it kept me out of a wheelchair and kept me from having for the family disease and actually got cured of it, which crippled my mother and my mother's sister and was about to cripple me, and they said, we got to give you knee transplants and all of that, and the most you can expect is to walk with a walker. They did the same thing with my daughter, and why Pain Power was my great miracle.
Yeah.
And one of the main ingredients is, and this is, again, a doctor's report here, the new form of curcumin. And that's exactly what we have in Pain Power. It's the active form of the turmeric extract curcumin, but it's got the bioperine, high potency, that gives thousands of times better assimilation. Correct, Den?
Correct, Den. Absolutely.
And this is here. The new form of the curcumin, which is again what you get in the Pain Power, show more powerful memory and mood benefits. Curcumin is thought to be responsible for most of turmeric's anti-inflammatory and antioxidant dividends, making it a first choice for many suffering with arthritis. But it does far more, say the scientists. The curcumin molecule extracted acts against beta amyloid and tau, the two abnormal proteins linked with Alzheimer's. Very important. I'll give you this in a minute, honey. Awakening from Alzheimer's, and they have here. In 2015, Australian medical researchers carried out the study to examine the effects of a very highly bioavailable curcumin on cognition and mood. They enrolled 60 healthy people aged between 60 and 85 to take part in randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled trial. That's that in every way. It can't be fake. The researchers tested the effects of this new form of the supplement from an hour after taking it first to 4 weeks after daily use. The results showed significant improvements in those who took the active curcumin, but not in the placebo. The study demonstrated better memory, attention, alertness, and reduced fatigue. The participants also felt more calm and contented with less stress. And some of these effects were seen just 60 minutes after taking a single dose of the active.
Right.
And the lead researcher, Andrew Scholey, from Swinburne University of Technology, said, quote, curcumin has multiple physical effects. It's known to reduce inflammation and improve blood flow. It influences multiple processes that nudge brain function in a positive direction. And I'm going to have you read this, honey, okay? And the second study was carried out by researchers from the UCLA, University of California, LA, and published in the American Journal of Geriatric, that's Older People's Psychiatry, in January 2018. And it's a little difficult to read. You see if you can make that out.
Well, okay. What makes curcumin so effective? It is a concentration of the extract from turmeric, okay? Turmeric has been renowned for years to give some benefit for anti-inflammatory reaction in your body, health building, besides adding nice flavor to whatever recipe you added. But turmeric is the source of curcumin. But curcumin is extracted from the turmeric and concentrated. The actual difference is that turmeric, the curcumin, is about 2,000% more effective
right.
than turmeric itself.
That's exactly okay. right. The active form, which is what is one of the main players in the pain power.
And to go on to the article, doctors say brain scans of those taking the highly absorbed curcumin show significantly less amyloid and tau accumulation than the placebo group.
That is so important.
That's phenomenal.
That's the main causes of Alzheimer's.
That's the major source.
Much less of that garbage in the brain.
That's
Get rid
right.
of the garbage.
It's buildup debris.
That's right.
That forms in protein forms in the brain.
That's right.
And it disrupts the natural flow of the neurotransmitter activity of the brain.
That's right.
It produces more inflammation in the brain, which curcumin reduces inflammation wherever it is
That's
in your
right.
body.
So you could say that it really gets rid of crapolitis, because it's the crap that attacks the brain like that. All of that stuff, the curcumin gets rid of crapolitis. Don't you think that would be a well-said word right now? Crapolitis?
Well, sure, sweetheart, of course.
Right,
I would
Gary?
I would agree with
That's
you.
That's what my kid over
but
there said. Crapolitis.
Can't we form it in some of the reference than
no,
crapolitis?
No, I'm a Jew from New York,
yeah.
Brooklyn originally.
Yeah.
Crapolitis goes right along with my kind of speech.
Was that a favorite term of yours in Brooklyn?
No, but I wish it had been. I think it's apropos, okay? And apropos is French.
I'll bet your mommy never said crapolitis.
No, my mother was kind of high class.
Okay.
I kind of, you know.
Let's go on.
Go ahead.
So the doctor asked the question, how does this substance work? Well, Dr. Gary Small, who led the trial, says that due to its ability to reduce brain inflammation,
yes.
curcumin has been linked to both Alzheimer's disease and major... reduce the inflammation, which has been linked to both Alzheimer's disease and major depression, and curcumin reduces that inflammation dramatically. The results suggest that taking completely safe form of curcumin provides meaningful cognitive brain rejuvenation benefits.
Wow, wow.
Boy, oh baby.
What could be better?
And pain power is 90% curcumin.
That's right,
okay?
And powerful.
And other enzymes which reduce inflammation.
Eating up those enzymes.
Nattokinase and Serratiopeptidase, peptidase and Boswellia.
Boswellia, remember okay. the ancient Mother Mary?
I
the ancient herb given to
yes.
the wise men giving
the Boswellia
it thousands
extract,
of years.
The Boswellia extract from frankincense
right.
is just as important. The similarity is Boswellia is an extract of frankincense.
Oh, wasn't the frankincense an extract of Boswellia? I thought the plant was Boswellia.
Frankincense is what they carried. Okay,
yes,
frankincense is what the wise men carried.
I did.
Boswellia is an important component of frankincense.
Ooh, okay, I learned something. Very good, honey.
Okay.
Keep it up. Once in a while, you get to learn something.
Anyway. The idea is that pain power is such a composite concentrate of the vital, proven, safe, effective anti-inflammatory components, along with serratiopeptidase and nattokinase and other enzymes, all of which contribute in reducing cellular inflammation,
right.
which is the source of all disease.
That's right. And, you know, I don't know whether it was all of your background in Shakespeare, but you sure can. And, you know, having met at the American Shakespeare Festival, Stratford, Connecticut, you and I, but you sure can pronounce a lot of little tricky words. I think Will, the bard, as we often call him,
yeah.
that taught you that, don't you think?
Well, that's what you used to call him, yes.
He was, you
I know.
I know. Okay.
I know, he's the bard.
Brush up your Shakespeare, start quoting him now. Remember that song, Brush Up Your Shakespeare and the Women You Will Wow?
And,
okay.
And what show was that from?
What?
Taming of the Shrew.
Oh, Taming of the... Guess what you never did, honey? You never tamed the shrew, okay? The shrew's here, and she's not tamed, honey. Right, Gary? No. All right, that's another subject, okay?
Okay.
But he did play the lead in the Taming of the Shrew, Dennis did. Okay.
And?
You know, I want to just say this. You know, another...
So where does that leave us? Where does that leave us with the pain power, the curcumin, the boswellia, the natokinase, the serratiopeptidase, peptidase, and enzymes?
It's got me dancing, and I didn't have to have that operation years and years later and gave my daughter back her career.
Okay.
Okay?
And it does the same thing with people who have any kind of health challenge.
That's right.
Because, again, here's the story. Inflammation, fire in your body, chronic fire, overheated situation in your body is tamed by curcumin and boswellia and all the other, the serratiopeptidase and the natokinase and all the enzymes.
Right.
It's proven time and time again. Because inflammation, unattended, undealt with, is the source of all disease.
The American Medical Association said that years ago.
That's right.
Even cancer and
heart
arthritis,
disease,
heart disease, all of the major illnesses.
Dementia,
They all have that in common, which is the root cause. Root cause.
Root cause. The very.
Speak about root cause. Can I hit another thing about the root cause?
Go do it.
Here's a doctor that was copying. I wonder if she'd forgive me, but maybe she's not here listening. Here's a doctor that I said is copying Dennis.
Oh, well.
It's Dr. Marlene, you know, medical doctor, okay? And she is quoting in her questions and answers. And interesting, because she was asked about the triggers of acid reflux.
Uh-huh.
And she could have been quoting Dennis word for word. But I'm going to quote the doctor, whether she quoted you or not. The most common acid reflux trigger that I see, says Dr. Marlene, comes from low stomach acid. I know that sounds odd, so I'll explain. When we smell, taste, and eat food, our bodies naturally produce stomach acid. It breaks down proteins and stimulates production of enzymes that break down all the different components in food. Our natural acid production is suppressed by antacid and heartburn drugs, stress, infections, and an overload of starches and sugars. As well, stomach acid production decreases as we get older. Low acid levels lead to heartburn in two ways. As food goes down the esophagus, stomach acid signals a valve, the low esophageal sphincter, so to close to keep food in the stomach. But low acid levels, can you read what the low acid levels say right
can
there?
Can I ever? But she goes on to say, word for word, folks, I'm quoting her, but low acid levels interfere with this signal. So the valve doesn't close properly, and the stomach juices and gases regurgitate upward. In other words, it's this way, folks. When your acid levels are sufficient to digest your food thoroughly, those same acid components stimulate the sphincter at the bottom of your esophagus to squeeze tight and only open during a swallow. You swallow your food, the sphincter opens up and lets the food into the stomach and then closes again because the stomach acids are very high, and as they should be. And it closes again to prevent the acids from coming up your esophagus. But as we age, those acids are less volatile, less efficient, and they don't stimulate the esophageal reflux properly. So the esophagus sphincter remains partly open, and the acids climb up your esophagus and can lead to throat cancers. But getting back to the doctor's article, low acid levels interfere with the signal, so the valve doesn't properly close, and the stomach juices and gases regurgitate up into your throat. Low acid also slows digestion and keeps food in the stomach longer, building pressure that pushes stomach juices upward. You can increase levels of stomach acid by taking a supplement of betaine hydrochloride with and digestive enzymes and take it with meals. Well, she's right on. She certainly supports
and
everything else that other holistic physicians have said for years.
And
here's something else.
That's why go ahead.
When you take an antacid drug to neutralize the heartburn or the stomach crises of the day of the meal or the night. Yes, it stops the acid. Thank God, it gives you relief. But It also slows down and stops and compromises the efficiency of digestion.
That's right. And it causes bone loss and jaw necrosis. That's one of the famous side effects of it. The death of the jawbone and decreasing and agonizing pain and bone destruction throughout the body. That's only part of the side effects.
And due to the lack of digestive enzymes caused by the antacid drugs, you have an overgrowth of putrefactive bacteria in your intestines and in your colon. So the H. pylori and the H. C. difficile, major, major bad bacteria, have an overgrowth. And then that leads to leaky gut syndrome. That leads to all kinds of food sensitivities and perhaps allergies and other complicating constipation and all kinds of bowel irregularity. Why? Because you don't have the enzymes in your tummy and your stomach that are supposed to digest the food in the first place. So, what holistic physicians recommend is that you take a digestive enzyme, like Super Digestizyme, with each meal. A snack, not necessary, but with a meal. You have a lot of components of food that are combined in your belly, and you have a natural 70% reduction of enzyme production. Get this. By the time you're 55, you've lost about 70% of your enzyme production to begin with. Couple that with antacid drugs, and you have really complicating digestive scenario.
Right.
But the holistic physicians say, don't use the drugs, use the enzymes. Bring the environment of your stomach back to what it was when you were 20 years old, when you could eat and digest 99% of whatever you put in your mouth. That's the way to go, say the physicians. And the product Super Digestizyme fulfills those requirements.
And here I can't leave that other topic about the curcumin, because here's this top information of the European pharma reporting on the effect of curcumin in another aspect. And here they are reporting that this active ingredient curcumin, a new study, okay, reviewing stage 4 cancer rates in women, okay? Curcumin had an 80% inhibition of breast cancer cell replication.
Whoa!
And a 40% reduction in tumor size associated with curcumin in breast cancer.
Beautiful,
this study,
beautiful.
This is knockout. I mean,
I've never heard that before.
This is what they're reporting here right now. It's absolutely
where is
incredible.
That from?
Huh? To European Pharma. European Pharma, the new study that they're talking about, okay? And they go on to say, this is so interesting, relative to pain and pain relief, et cetera. They say Boswellia works synergistically with curcumin. That's why we had the two of them put in pain, the top experts said.
They support each other.
Work synergistically, that's team players. Mm-hmm. They support each other with curcumin to modulate inflammatory pathways in the body. Inflammation is not a singular activity, but instead a combination of many inflammatory pathways. Boswellia, say the experts, works exceptionally well on a pathway called 5-LOX, 5-lipoxygenase, 5-LOX. This pathway is incredibly hard to address from conventional or natural perspective. Clinical studies found that people had a higher pain threshold and greater pain tolerance when taking Boswellia. That is really terrific.
And that's a major, major component in pain power.
And a clinical study using both curcumin and Boswellia was 8.5 times better. That's 850% better than acetaminophen at alleviating the emotional aspects of pain such as fatigue, fear, and distress. Plus these ingredients, curcumin and Boswellia, are protective for the liver, stomach, and kidneys, unlike traditional pain relievers, said the experts, which cause destruction of these organs.
That's right.
Oh my gosh! And that's the geniuses that work naturally to put together the curcumin and the Boswellia and the pain power. That is so exciting and thrilling. And a big argument then, again, I'll share this with you on a new big study, that researchers say that opioids make cancers more deadly.
Oh, mama.
Opioids. That's the pain killer.
The painkillers.
Commercially prescribed
the
pain
drugs,
killers.
The drugs.
Here are what the researchers are saying. One of the most fearsome symptoms of cancer and its many treatments is pain. According to a review of cancer pain management published in the medical journal Therapeutics and Clinical Risk Management, medical journal, more than half of all cancer patients find it hard to control pain. In addition, the quarter, that's 25% of these patients, die in pain. So it's no surprise that powerful opioids have become the pain treatment of choice, prescribed by oncologists and pain specialists to their cancer patients who have chronic severe pain. Studies on opioids have turned up evidence. They make you more liable to develop cancer, and if you have cancer, they speed tumor growth. And here,
Let me go back. So they're saying cancer patient has pain, so the doctors give them this prescription drug, which contributes to cancer.
That's right. Speed tumor growth. For example, research at the Rush University Medical Center in Chicago shows that your risk of pancreatic cancer is increased if you used opioids, and they showed that.
And the opioids are the drug of choice reduce the pain.
How other studies demonstrate that when people with pancreatic cancer take larger doses of opioids to cope with pain, their survival time is considerably shortened. And it tells you here how it affects the immune cells. Can you read about how it affects the immune cells?
I'd be delighted.
Go ahead.
Here it comes, folks, word for word. Meanwhile, researchers at California Southern University in Irvine, California, along with scientists at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine in New York, completed a large review of investigations into how opioids influence cancer. They explain that opioids negatively affect immune cells. This means that these drugs generally make it harder for the immune cells to do their job in eliminating cancer when it grows in the body, and also hampers the immune system's ability to ward off infection when you're using those opioid drugs. Plus, opioids stimulate cancerous processes by decreasing apoptosis, which is the natural process that leads to cancer cells to kill themselves, triggering angiogenesis, which is the growth of new blood vessels that feed cancer cells the nutrients they need to grow, food and sugars, which they need to grow, and enabling cancer to metastasize, spread to other organs around the body.
Unbelievable, unbelievable. What a terrible drug. And it's prescribed by oncologist, can you believe this?
Well, it's the same old story we've heard for years, honey. Cancer is treated by poisons, surgery. That's it.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And you know, why doesn't anybody get back to the reality of what the great thinker said a long time ago? And this is one of, I keep it here. You know, I remember the famous quote, "The doctor of the future will no longer treat the human frame with drugs, but rather will cure and prevent disease with nutrition." Thomas Edison, inventor of the light bulb, electricity. And this is the light bulb, even if he hadn't invented the light bulb. It's the light. It's the truth. Know the truth, and the truth will make you free on many different levels.
And these doctors go on to talk about breast cancer and opioids. There's a study at New York Presbyterian Columbia University, Irvine Medical Center in New York, shows that women suffering from breast cancer who undergo mastectomy and reconstructive surgery are at high risk of developing an opioid addiction. Patients with cancer are at particularly high risk of becoming dependent on opioid postoperatively, warns researcher Jacob Kogan. Well, again, the opioids feed the cancer. They relieve the pain, but they do feed the cancer. Let's go on. The study found that 18% of the women in the study who took opioids for the first time in their lives after surgery became new persistent users addicted to opioids, the pain relievers. I hope that our study can increase awareness that these are addictive drugs and a brief exposure for surgery-related pain or anxiety can lead to long-term use, says Mr. Kogan. Both patients and providers should be aware of this issue and of the risk factors that elevate an individual's patient's risk. Good Lord.
Wow, I know. And, you know, interesting. But what a wonderful way to address pain on any levels are with the nutrients that have been shown in endless studies.
That's right.
To be anti-cancer, to be powerful, anti-inflammatory, to do benefit, and no negative downside, no negative downside. And speaking about no negative downside, again in the European pharma, osteopenia. Now, osteopenia is bone destruction, bone loss. And here is what they have to say, that they recommend also adding silica from the plant horsetail to your regimen. It may surprise you as he's responding, but silica is the top osteoporosis supplement in Europe.
Mm.
I didn't realize that.
I did not either.
In fact, studies have shown that silica, which is a natural plant horsetail extract, can increase calcium absorption by 50% and bone density by at least 15%.
Mama.
The trace mineral strontium is also necessary for optimal bone health. Strontium is a component of bones and naturally occurs naturally in the body. Studies using strontium in the treatment of osteoporosis, and they quote all of them, showed significant improvements in bone mineral density, BMD.
Mm-hmm.
So again, taking the right nutrients, you know, using that natural progesterone cream to help to feed the osteoblasts so they can do their job, taking the good things, the vitamin K2, the NK7, putting it in the bones where it belongs and getting it out of the arteries, the vitamin D3, which is so critical in all of that, and using the silica, which is great, strontium, the right minerals. We have these combinations and great believers. So you don't have to, you know, you don't have to feel hopeless about anything like that, okay? And okay, so that's just a great combination. We have wonderful combinations at Alive and Well, terrific combinations for you. And Pain Power is certainly a star player. And remember, too, that we have the eggshell membrane, which works like a great buddy, a great supportive player. Pain Power, stopping with all the great nutrients we just talked about, stopping the pain, stopping the inflammation, doing so many different benefits throughout the body, and the eggshell membrane, just the membrane inside, has with fluidity, flexibility and fluidity in destroyed joints. Remembering the war, the Pain Power stopping the attacks, the war, etc., and the reconstruction with the eggshell membrane.
For ligaments and
That's
tendons
right.
and connective tissue.
Absolutely.
All the things will start to go first before the pain arrives.
That's
okay?
right. So it's a wonderful player. We have that at Alive and Well. For the reconstruction and the flexibility. Think of the nutrients you just heard about and all the clinical trials. And remember, at Alive and Well, you can always call the 877-4950. We do our friends do this all the time. We'll have everything ready for you at the Gorgeous Broth Cafe. You don't want to get out of your car, we'll bring you to the car. You want to get out of it, look at the menus, perfect. Any way you like.
And if it's more convenient for you to use the app on your phone, the address is Broth at Alive and Well in Maui, where it gives you the entire menu, everything you want to know to order whatever delicious product you want to order. You can tell them what time you want to pick it up to the minute, and if it's ready at that time, and we can bring it to the car, or you can come in and pick it up. It's
That's
all
right.
ready to go.
That's right. That's right. And all of that is ready there for you, and terrific. Even if you have great parties, we have loads of parties, all that going on. Remember the 877-4950. Set up a time with Dennis or me, not doctors, don't pretend to be. But we'd love to sit down one-on-one with you in a beautiful, comfortable area and just share information.
And you can make the appointment whatever time you like, what day you want, the time of day you want. And we are there to engage you in conversation, okay? So this is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks, just one more time,
that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.